childlike joy. When was the last time your heart leaped with awe over something the Lord showed you? On a lovely summer evening, one of my grandkids ran in the house exclaiming, "There's a rainbow outside, a double rainbow." Three more kids and two very excited dogs ran out the door with her as she announced, "I saw it first. Who did that? Who lined up those colors?" All the kids and dogs were jumping and squealing, barking in delight at the beautiful sky. "And it didn't even rain," the little one said, and she was right. Jesus said, "Yes, I tell you that unless you change and become like little children, you won't even enter the kingdom of God." Matthew 18:3. Nothing else existed at that point in their lives, just the vivid beauty of a double rainbow that God put in the sky. It gave me the opportunity once again to tell them the purpose of the rainbow. "The rainbow will be in the clouds so that when I look at it, I will remember my covenant between God and every living creature on earth." Genesis 9:16. My grandkids were all between the ages of 6 and 9, so this was not their first rainbow experience, but it was just as celebrated as if it were. They never left the porch, except to get their tablets for picture taking, until the beauty had disappeared. That rainbow spoke to me as well. It whispered, "Sometimes I will show you the rainbow without making you go through the storm." Later, as they sat in their treehouse preparing to eat their dinner, they thanked God for the beautiful rainbow he had sent them. I thought about some of the qualities God takes pleasure in. Pure, childlike joy. Happiness that makes you want to jump and squeal as you watch the display of his hands, and a thankful heart. God knows, but he still wants you to tell him. What are you thankful for today?